this Ozturk case, it's fascinating because it's one of the clearest examples of the entitlement to power by the Trump administration. On March 25th, six masked federal agents seized a Turkish grad student on the streets of Somerville, Massachusetts. That's just outside of Boston. Rumaysha Ozturk, she was wearing a hijab. She was a Fulbright scholar working on her doctorate at Tufts University. She was abducted. She was on her cell phone talking to her mother, and these agents just came up and just grabbed her and then dragged her off to a van, and then she vanished into the federal detention system. They were moving her from one state to another. They were trying to avoid letting her lawyers know where she was to prevent them from filing a habeas petition in federal court. She was here on a student visa. She had done everything right. But as the headline for the first Mises piece I did on this case, first they came for the op-ed writers. 1 year before she got grabbed on the street by federal agents, she had co-authored an op-ed in a student newspaper at Tufts University calling for the university to divest from Israel, focusing on the controversies about the Israeli treatment of Palestinians in Gaza. This was all they had on her, but you had Rubio, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, justified her seizure because she's one of those lunatics and doing violence on university campuses, threatening people, causing huge disruption. About, I guess, 10 days ago now, the Washington Post got a memo from the State Department which showed that they had investigated this student, Ozturk, before she was seized, and they found no evidence that she had done anything to support Hamas or terrorism or any kind of violent extremism. But it didn't matter because she had co-written an op-ed 1 year earlier that had criticized Israel. But so the instant reflex when she was first arrested and when I first wrote about it was that she was a Hamas supporter. I'm sure there's going to be more evidence. A lot of people like on Facebook and elsewhere were saying, I'm sure the government has more evidence that they just haven't disclosed. And I said, shit, they've had two or three court hearings. They've been challenged by judges. Where is your evidence? Why are they not disclosing it? But people just had this blind confidence that the government had this inside information. State Department says they don't have squat, but it didn't matter. It did not matter to the people who want to deport anyone from this country who's not a U.S. citizen who criticizes Israel.